ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba.
Wednesday. Hello, Wednesday.
Hello to the entire Adams family who we know are listening. Hello, Gomez. Hello, Tish.
Who's Tish?
Hello, Pugsley. Tish is what he called Mrs. Yeah. Adams.
As
hello,
he
Uncle
French.
Fester.
Hello, hi, Bill.
Grandmama. Hello, Thing. Hello, Cousin It. Am I missing anybody? I think I hit everybody.
Lurch.
I can't do it anymore. I used to.
All
be,
right, that was I used embarrassing.
To be able to, wait, say, hold on. I'm going to try one more time. I might be able to do it. I might
stop
not be
music.
Able to do it. Hold on. All right, try it again. So give me the.
I know what to do. Hello, Lurch.
No, I can't do it. I used to be able to do a killer
you
Lurch.
You rang.
I can't see now. It sounds like
that was
Lurch going through puberty now.
You rang.
No, I can't do it.
It was like
I used to do
oh
a killer
God,
Lurch.
Who is the guy? That
you
was like
rang.
That was like Lurch meets Mr. Mooney.
Yeah, it's Gail Gordon and Lurch.
You just created a new fun character,
Mrs. Ricardo.
Oh, I can't. Isn't that sad? I used to do such a good Lurch.
You breathe in when you do Lurch?
Yeah. And then I project from my diaphragm. That's the problem. I forgot to bring my diaphragm in.
I thought you were on the pool.
All right. I'm sorry. I can't do a better Lurch. I used to do
it.
Do you remember?
Yes.
I used to do it dead on, ironically.
I know, but it's just so weird because I'm kind of embarrassed I saw you in this this moment.
Yeah. A vulnerability.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
that's
of.
What
word
it is.
Vulnerable. Because you breathed in to do it and nothing came out.
No. It's fair. It's,
your voice cracks you know even what? As your characters.
That, I think that I should be applauded for that. That's authenticism,
I
is what
guess.
That is. That's awful. Look at outside the window. A calf has come to the window, Wendy. I don't know how that happened. But we never have livestock on the 18th floor, but a calf has come to the window to look to see what's going on in
here.
Well,
at least we have one listener.
Yep.
We're in the production room again today.
Yeah, small area.
Can I just say something? I swear to God, I'm not complaining, because you'll know when I'm complaining.
Right.
But I'm quizzical, and I'm curious, and I have a question.
Sure.
We just moved here, right? Mm-hmm. And they had, after we moved here, the sales staff moved to 303 East Wacker before us.
Yeah, about 3 weeks before us, right?
Yeah. And then they were working on the studios.
Yeah.
So we had to use one studio for a while they were building the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, why didn't they just paint before we got in there?
I can't figure that out. The reason we can't use our regular studio is they're in there painting, but why wasn't that painted before? You paint before you move in, not after.
Well, you have to put the equipment in first. I get that.
Right.
But, you know, they cleared everybody to use the studio.
Right.
They should have just taken one more day.
Right. I don't understand that. And I also don't understand why they're using small bottles of tester's paint to paint the studio. Use the samples? The little samples.
Way
the
cheaper.
1 ounce samples. Is it cheaper, though?
Yeah.
I thought if you bought in bulk, like if they went to Dutch Boy and said, we're painting a whole studio, they'd give them a deal on it. They've got 600 little bottles of tester's paint. It's ridiculous.
I guess because they're like, you're going to keep trying that the whole show, are you not?
Not the whole show, but it makes me. Isn't
you want to be vindicated, I guess.
Isn't
it.
There something you used to be able to do that you can no longer do? And you go, I used to be able to do that forever. And what happened? I could do the best Lurch from the time I was a baby. I was in the crib. I was doing Lurch. People
I bet that was scary.
Oh, is it frightening?
Did your mom think someone broke in?
Yeah. They thought the devil took me over because I'd be making that Lurch noise.
That didn't happen until your
20s. Yeah, and they knew. But now to not be able to do it is very, very upsetting. So I don't know the answer to your question. In my opinion, if I was plotting things out, I go, why don't you paint the studio? Then we'll move the kids in. But they didn't do it that way. That's fine.
It just is weird. And today they're painting the other studios, so we'll be back in action, I think, tomorrow.
That's what's scheduled, right, Jasmine? Yeah, tomorrow we'll be back where we used to be.
I have another question, and I'm not complaining. I'm just asking stuff.
You know,
Steve Bertrand does the Wintrust Business Lunch. I almost called him Steve Wintrust.
Steve Wintrust.
We should tell him he should change his name.
Well, Steve Winwood was the original host of the Wintrust Business Lunch, and then he goes, I got a music career to worry about. I can't be doing this every day.
Why doesn't he just come in this studio? Does he have guests?
He's so tall. He's too tall to come in this.
But there's just one of him.
Yeah, but he's so tall. be banging his head on the ceiling the whole time he was doing the show. You don't want that. You don't want him to bruise his noggin. Do you?
No. He wouldn't bruise his noggin.
I hope he doesn't bruise his noggin.
Sometimes, honest to God, I don't know what era you're from. Is it the 20s? Is it the 50s?
Here's what I've done,
Wendy. I just don't know.
I've selected different ideas from each of the last 20 decades, and I incorporate them liberally, just whatever I feel the need. I'll pull out a reference from the 1860s if I feel, then the 1950s. It just bounces around. I'm like Mr. Peabody. I'm your friend Mr. Peabody.
I'm your Sherman. Stop doing that. You're never going to do it.
I don't think I can do it. It's so sad.
It just sounds like there's a big creaky door going on in here. And now, listeners, I just want you to know, I like to call this show Bill Leff Unleashed.
Why do you call it that?
Because
you're unleashed too.
I'm always unleashed. Yeah. You're more in control of yourself. Yeah. I have no filters. Right. You lose your filter during this.
Right. Right.
You really do. And I just want the listeners to know that what I see of you is what your family sees of you. I mean, you're pretty much the same coming and going.
And aren't they fortunate?
Well, that's my question to you.
They're so fortunate, those people.
Say you're out to dinner and Lurch is brought up and you try and make the Lurch sound.
Yeah, I would do that.
And you can't do it.
Yeah.
Because you've lost the ability.
I guess I have.
You're vulnerable.
I am.
Would you, throughout dinner, keep trying to do it?
Yep.
And until what would they do? Ignore you?
And I know you know this. I can now hear the sound of people's eyes rolling. Like I'll hear you. I'll say something and I'll go, I don't even have to look at Wendy. I know that her eyes are rolling. I get a lot of that from my wife and both daughters and others who are close to me.
It's a loving roll.
I hope it is.
It's not an irritating roll because there are two different eye rolls.
Yeah. And you can also get a spring roll, which is better for you. Less calories.
I love when you make yourself laugh.
I want it to work so badly because I want both people listening to know that when I was younger, I legitimately could do the best Lurch. Even Ted Cassidy, who played Lurch, Wendy, could not get that voice as perfect as I got it. And now to just not be able to even come close, it's very upsetting. Very, very upsetting.
It's not going to happen, though. I don't know why you keep trying.
Because I'm not a quitter.
All right. I don't know. Hang on one second.
What are you looking up?
I'm going to end this.
You're going to play the real Lurch? Play the real Lurch, and then I'll see if I can match it.
I've got to find out where this comes up.
All right.
I'm in a new studio.
Such a good actor, that Ted Cassidy.
All right. That's not it.
People will also know him from The Twilight Zone. You know the episode To Serve Man?
He's not in that.
That's him.
What's his real name?
Ted Cassidy. Ted Cassidy was Lurch. And I think he also, if I'm wrong, this might be him. Listen.
You rang?
Yeah. All right, you talked over
it. I did talk over it. All right, this will be Ted Cassidy and not me. Go ahead. And then can I match it or try to match it?
Let him do it first.
All right, that's fair.
And it builds up.
Yeah.
So hang on.
All right.
You rang. You rang.
That's identical.
No, it isn't.
You can't even tell which is which.
Yes, we can.
It's impossible. Can I have one more chance?
Yeah.
Give me one more chance. I'll nail this one.
Here's it.
Good luck to anyone who can tell the difference.
I'm Jimmy Dean.
Oh, hang on, Jimmy Dean.
I can do that one.
I'm Jimmy Dean.
He doesn't talk like that.
No.
Unless he has a sausage stuck in his throat.
That's why he got blacklisted. Sad story.
Why, they burned a sausage?
Yep.
All right, hang on. Here we go. This is a little something for you.
All right. I'm ready. It's from the Addams Family. I think 1965 we're looking at. He's brushing his hair. He was handsome. Wasn't he handsome?
Mm-hmm. You look like Lurch.
Thank you. A woman has entered the Addams Family. He's given her the once-over. She's scared. She passes out.
Oh, we're not going to get a
There's
you
no
rang?
Dialogue.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
All right. Again, we're in a different
that's
studio.
That's impossible for me to do that one.
Here we go.
All right.
You rang.
You rang. It's getting worse. It's honestly getting worse. How could I lose that ability? That's so upsetting.
I don't think anybody cares that you lost the ability, but
it bothers me. It's very unprofessional.
Here, let me find some more audio.
All right, do one more. I can't guarantee I'll get it, but I'm not going to give up without a fight.
All right, hang on.
All right.
Oh, no, this is just a person doing it who's probably better than you.
I bet they are.
I got no other Lurch.
That's the only one?
Yeah.
All right. I think that Ted Cassidy, who played Lurch, I think in addition to playing the role of Lurch, I think he also provided the hand for a thing, I think. I'm pretty sure that's his hand.
That's fascinating.
Just a little fun fact.
I don't know what this is, but now I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Lurch is singing.
Oh, is that frightening?
Can you sing like Lurch?
Nope. I can't even talk like him.
What
if the singing was just beautiful? What if you're just like, wow, like the voice of an angel? Where'd
Dude,
that come from?
That's what Gomer Pyle was.
No, that's true. That's
you did
very
not
true.
Expect Shazam to no. be my country.
I know.
Of the...
How did he do that?
Because he was an operatic singer.
Was he? Jim Neighbors was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's something. Yeah, that would throw every time he would sing. You just go, wait, that same guy, really?
I know.
I'm trying to think if anyone else is like that other than them.
Goober, he could
well,
sing.
Goober, George Lindsay.
Yeah,
Gomer's cousin. No,
they
I don't.
They were
think,
cousins.
Yeah, Goober Pyle and Gomer Pyle.
It was Goober Pyle.
Yeah,
that doesn't
nice
sound
name.
Appetizing.
That's a nice name. You should open up a restaurant with that name.
Where are you going for dinner?
Goober Pyle's. Ugh. I'll stay home. I'll eat dirt.
You are a fascinating man, Bill Left.
Thank you.
The interesting things. At least try to say you rang. What is that? Lurch with a sore throat? That's... Or a bellyache? God.
He had dinner at Goober Pyle's restaurant. And his stomach hurts him now.
All right, listen, I'm older. I've had two babies. Don't make me laugh this hard, please. I did not use the facilities, and this is not my studio.
This room is too small to have an accident in. Don't do it.
Well, don't make me laugh so hard.
Do not do it. You know what I saw last night that was really interesting to me?
What? I can only imagine.
All right, you know who Kristen Bell is, right?
I've recently come to love her. I never
She's
was a fan of
insanely
hers.
Insanely lovable.
I watched The Good Place.
Yeah. With She's, her and Ted dancing on it. It's really funny.
Yeah, it really is funny.
Yeah.
I know I'm whining. I don't know why, but she's super.
She's so likable.
She is.
She may be the most likable person on TV right now. Can you think of somebody more likable than Kristen Bell? She's just so likable.
I got to think
it's
about
tough.
It.
All right. Think about that. All right. So last night she was on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and it was an episode that had been run really early in the summer. I think like at the beginning of June or something, but I didn't see it. So it was new to me. So I had already seen the Stephen Colbert that was on, and there was nobody interesting to me on Jimmy Fallon's show. So, you know, you flip around. All right. So she comes on, and there's a picture of her that he said, I want to show this picture, but I know it's going to embarrass you. So if it's too embarrassing, just say so. We'll take it off, whatever. So it's her in her swimming pool at home, and she's wearing a regular, you know, swimsuit. But on her hand, she's got gloves, like these black latex gloves. It's strange because she's just standing in her pool, standing up, showing off these black latex gloves. And Jimmy told the story about how her husband, Dax Shepard, had been on a few weeks prior, and he showed the picture to embarrass her. And he said, explain why you're wearing these black latex gloves. And she just keeps laughing, and she doesn't want to say, but she finally does.
And she's being a good sport about it,
obviously.
Being
a very good sport, because she's so likable. She's so likable. So she says she's got this weird thing where if somebody's fingers are wet, it totally repulses her, even if it's her own.
Oh, and they get shrivelly?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
But you can, like, if somebody had that, if one of your boys or Jimmy came up and they'd been swimming and said, hey, shake hands with me, you would still shake. I don't know what scenario that would be that your family came up to you after swimming and said, we need you to shake hands with us immediately. But you could deal with it. I mean, there's people who don't like it. I get that. But she just out and out cannot. It repulses her to no end.
It is pretty weird, and my kids, I think Michael started it. He's the oldest, and when he was in the tub, we'd be like, you know, get out or your fingers will get pruny. So mm-hmm. I just remember like a little kid learning how to talk, going, my fingers are pruny. Mm-hmm. So it's cute to mm-hmm. me. I don't like it, but I mean,
Do
it's
your
just
your fingers end up looking like Slim Jims almost. Don't they? You know how Slim Jims have that kind of wrinkly, they're roughly the same size.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, they're like Slim Jim fingers.
But there's a casing on a Slim Jim that kind of helps the wrinkles a little bit. But I guess I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, a little bit. But isn't
maybe
that,
that's why it bugs her, because she's not a fan of Slim Jims.
Oh, I bet she hates Slim Jims. That could be it.
That is such a weird reference, but I completely understand what you're talking about.
It makes sense, right?
Especially at the end. At the end of a Slim Jim, the top is like all nice.
Yeah, but your finger would be. And then you got the wrinkly, like the long, thin, wrinkly part.
Oh, right? Well, she says she hates the feeling of pruny fingertips.
Yeah, she can't.
I thought she didn't like it on other people.
No, on herself or on anybody else. She just can't. She can't touch that. And then he said, well, what about other parts of you? You know, because you're in the water, so that's going to get wet and wrinkly. And she goes, that's fine. It's just something about somebody's fingers.
What else on your body gets wet and wrinkly? Because I'm thinking about it. It's just the fingertips, maybe your toes. Your thigh doesn't get wet and wrinkly. Your face doesn't get wet and wrinkly.
I don't think any other. So why do your fingers do that if no other parts of your body do it? What's going on with that part of your finger that does? And that's everybody, right? That's not just select people. That's everybody.
Because your skin softens up. I believe that. I don't know.
But shouldn't it be like that? What if your whole body got like that? You'd look like a monster. And Kristen Bell would never leave her house. She'd be afraid everywhere she went that people would come up to her who had been swimming recently.
Scientists think they have the answer to why the skin on human fingers and toes shrivel up like an old prune when they soak in the bath. Laboratory tests confirmed a theory that wrinkly fingers improve our grip on wet or submerged objects, working to channel away the water like the rain treads and car tires.
But wouldn't you think that through evolution, because there's very few times that I've been forced to grip onto something quickly while being wet. I can't even think of it ever happening to me once.
A boat, if you're drowning, a life preserver,
for evolution to just think maybe at one point in your life you might fall off a boat, that's quite a, you know.
A tennis ball?
I've never had to grip a tennis ball.
I feel like I'm playing Match Game, by the way.
Right. I'm Fanny Flagg.
Or Password, I guess. Yeah. I feel like I'm playing.
I'm still Fanny Flagg.
Can Fanny Flagg do Lurch?
Yeah.
Let me hear.
Are you rang?
She can!
She does it better than I do.
Yay, Fanny Flagg.
Yay, Fanny Flagg to the rescue.
People often assume that wrinkling is the result of water passing into the outer layer of the skin and making it swell up. But researchers have known since the 1930s that the effect does not occur when there is dirt nerve damage in the fingers. So this points to the change being an involuntary reaction by the body's autonomic nervous system. This particular system also controls breathing, heart rate, perspiration, and the distinctive wrinkling is caused by blood vessels constricting below the skin. But
you must have similar blood vessels to that in other parts of your body.
No, they say all the nerves are at your fingertips.
They're all at the fingertips?
Yeah.
Mm.
And we're going to take a break.
Judy's getting weird tingles, Wendy, and it's making me uncomfortable.
It's like, I've never noticed this before.
If you see a raised band in the middle of your wrist, that means you've got a vestigial muscle in your forearm. This tendon connects to a muscle that 10 to 15% of people are actually missing in one or both arms. But if you don't have one of these tendons, don't worry. It's a vestigial muscle, which means it makes no difference in your grip strength. Thank God for Bill.
Are you talking about something that goes across or
no,
down?
No, it's up or down.
Vertical.
Okay. Because mine is really pronounced.
Whoa.
Yeah, mine is two on the one hand.
But on the other hand,
it's not.
So that's
pronounced.
Bill. You have them.
I guess I do.
Let me see both your hands. Yeah, you got them.
I got them.
But I wonder if Jasmine has them.
Invisible.
All right, this commercial just went off on its own. I did not touch this. I am done. Ernie is in trouble. It's Ernie's production studio.
It's not Ernie. You can't blame it on him. Place is just haunted.
I'm telling you right now, if we aren't back in the studio tomorrow, then we are broadcasting from the supply closet.
Is that true? All right.
Yep,
if that's what it comes to, I'm fine with that.
But Jasmine, do you have the thing? Your vestigial muscle?
So I go like this.
Yeah, she's got it, pronounced one.
So everybody here has it.
It seems like everyone has it, Wendy. Maybe
it's not that rare.
Maybe it's rare to not have it.
No. I will do more research, but...
The friend that I was talking about, and I don't know that I should say his or her name.
I wouldn't.
But they're in radio. You know who it is, right?
They no, have, now say who it is. I wouldn't say no. it. Write it down.
That's what they got, have first.
Just below their neck, they have a gill. They have a flap of skin that opens and closes as
it does
though,
not.
Yes, it does.
Can you pour Coke down it?
I don't know if you can.
Can you smoke with it? That would be pretty cool.
No, it's too small to put a cigarette in there, but it's a flap of skin that kind of opens and closes.
Ugh.
As did you ever
as
see,
they breathe?
Remember the movie that was like, like Creature of the Black Lagoon? He had that going on.
Yeah.
You
didn't
know?
That sea movie, too, the one
yeah,
that won
the one
all
that
the
just
awards?
Won. Right, that's what I was thinking of. The
Yeah, the my
really
friend played the sea monster
creature.
In that movie.
What was that movie called?
I can't remember.
How can we not remember?
It was called...
it was movie of the
it
year.
It was called, like...
What?
Water.
The
or,
color of... The shape of water.
Shape of water.
Ding, 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 ding. You rang...
All right, I'll give
All
you
right.
credit.
So, so my friend has this thing, and he goes, I want to show this to you, but he goes, a lot of times I show it to people, and they get totally sickened by it.
You get sickened by everything. How did you not get sickened
Is
by it?
Is it on your list?
I didn't.
No women with gills.
I'm fine with I've dated several fish women.
I think he would like a gill woman.
Because he'd
my
imagine
friend?
It was a mermaid.
He'd
yeah.
make it into something.
But your friend's a merman?
No, not he was a fan of Ethel Merman. Does that count?
Yes,
he loved Ethel Merman.
How do you, he was a merman because he has a gill.
Well, it doesn't see if it was functional, he'd be able to go underwater for long periods of time and just breathe through that, and he can't do that. He's tried, no luck. But it's when you see it, you just go, "That looks like a special effect from a movie. How can you have that?"
I would show it off if I had
yeah,
it. I got to be
and
honest.
Maybe
I
don't he needs
know.
To practice underwater and. When
oh, eventually,
will, maybe
make it into an act of some sort.
Who is it?
I don't want to say.
All right, but Judy, as you discussed, or as we discussed, and as you brought up, 10 to 15% of people are missing this. So most of us have it.
Oh,
yeah, I think the missing ones because that means they've we haven't evolved.
Right,
we haven't. We're evolutionary leftovers.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That would be a great band name. We should be in it.
Oh my God, that's and a great band name.
The muscle is a remnant of our ancestors who used their forearms for climbing up trees, and can be used to bolster the theory of evolution. And that makes sense. You had to
right.
climb, and so it says it doesn't affect this your grip, but it would maybe make your hand more dexterous.
Oh yeah,
don't you think?
I bet. Yeah.
Only strong people have it. That's what I'm going with.
Let's say people who are strong and deserve it.
Yes.
Let's say
of
that.
Course.
It's
the
called the
palmaris
longus.
I'm sorry.
It's called
the palmaris longus.
Palmaris longus.
Oh. Oh.
That's what it's called.
Do you ever
watch? Just call it Pal from now on. We got the Pal.
Any Pal Amaris is a Pal of mine.
Bing, bing, bing. Do you ever watch the show Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel?
Occasionally.
On last month's episode of Real Sports, they showed these guys, and I can't remember what country it is, but a lot of people who live there make this. I know that as I'm saying it, you'll go, "That never happened."
You dreamed.
Believe
that.
Me, this was on the episode. So there's this country, and it's mostly an island. Can it be mostly an island? I guess it could be.
Either
so,
no, it's an island or
it's isn't. Not an island.
Could be
or
an isthmus.
Or a peninsula.
I think
oh,
it's,
peninsula.
Are these the tree people?
No, they're not tree people, but the guys who live there, they do this thing where they dive into the water and they catch fish near the bottom of the sea, and they stay under for like minutes at a time. And other people who see this go, wait, how can you possibly stay underwater for 3.5 minutes at a time? That's impossible. But they show them doing it. They'll dive off of a dock and they'll be down there. And until they get a fish, they don't come back up. They're just down there for 3.5 minutes. So they've studied the bodies of these guys after they die. And there's some organ in your body. I want to say your spleen or your aorta, but I could be wrong. And theirs have grown to like astronomical sizes to provide them with the ability to stay underwater for 3.5 minutes. So I can't figure out, and they didn't really talk about this on the show, how long does evolution take to fix something like
it
that?
It is the
but
spleen.
You adapt
it's
to
the spleen. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
You adapt
Thanks.
To your, of course, surroundings,
yeah.
too. You adapt. I mean...
But could that happen in your lifetime? If you move to that island and you figured out the only way I can catch fish is to be underwater for 3.5 minutes. Could that happen in one generation?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think
no,
so.
No, this has been going on for more than 1,000 years. Right. This isn't they just develop it. Their ancestors developed it.
And it's because that's what they need to live.
Right.
I mean, that's,
right.
They're I totally get that.
They're called, their nicknames are sea nomads or sea gypsies.
Yeah, that's the guys.
Scientists have discovered the secret to their astonishing fishing prowess. They have evolved genetically enlarged spleens, which allow them to use oxygen more efficiently.
But not just regularly enlarged, like you go, oh, what is it, like an extra inch or two bigger? Like, it's insanely big.
Let me just tell you, by the way, this is happening in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, they mentioned one country in particular, but I don't remember the name of the country.
The B-A-J-A-U. Bahau population.
Wow, bow.
That was delicious yesterday, by the way.
Oh my god!
Except for the one with the hair in it.
That's a special order, dude. You got to ask for that specifically.
Well, you know, and when you think about the people who live in
nice comeback.
Yeah, in the you know. Africa and the climate.
Well, this is Indonesia.
Yeah.
They never, as far as I know, get skin cancer. They're out there pretty much naked.
Yeah, that's
because
a good point.
Their bodies have adapted to the sun.
Their bodies have adapted. Yeah, I think that's, you could say that about all over the world, right?
Yeah.
That people have adapted to their surroundings.
Right.
They're
now,
spleen.
In our case, we've just gotten probably, you know, fatter and.
Oh, yeah.
Slower.
We suck. Americans
suck. I know,
suck.
Right? Think about it. We probably lost so much of what we used to have in terms of.
Abilities and stuff.
We don't need to go forage for our food, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? These are people who still hunt.
You haven't seen me at Mariano's. Their spleen size.
I've seen you hunting and gathering at Mariano's. It is not pretty.
Their spleen size is 50% larger.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's insanely big. Big spleen.
It has previously been hypothesized that the spleen plays an important role in enabling humans to free dive for prolonged periods, but the relationship between spleen size and dive capacity has never before been examined.
Wendy, I don't know enough about the spleen, but what is it about the spleen that would allow a guy like this, one of your sea nomads, to stay underwater for such an incredible length of time?
So what does the spleen do?
What exactly? Judy's question is a valid one.
I was just Googling that.
Because I don't know enough about my spleen.
The spleen plays multiple supporting roles in the body. It acts as a filter for blood as part of our immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Old red blood cells are recycled in the spleen, and platelets and white blood cells are stored there.
He was a folk singer, Old Red Blood Cells. I used to see him at Shuba's.
I thought for sure you were going to go Martin Spleen.
I should have gone Martin Spleen.
I thought that's
Charlie
where you were going to go.
Charlie Spleen, that would have been great.
Now, Emilio Estevez Spleen. Your spleen is bigger than most.
I got a pretty good size spleen.
Because you play tennis on a regular basis, correct?
No, his lungs, I bet, are bigger because he's breathing more frequently. I don't know about this spleen. He didn't have to dive for balls.
Didn't have to.
The spleen also helps fight certain kinds of bacteria that cause pneumonia and meningitis.
I'm glad I have a spleen.
Today's internal organ, boys and girls.
Everything you've mentioned seems very positive to me. I'm going to treat my spleen with a little more love and respect.
Maybe, yes.
Technically, people can live with no kidneys but require dialysis.
No kidneys?
Yeah. I mean, you'd need to be on dialysis the rest of your life.
All the time, yeah.
The spleen filters blood and helps the body fight infections, but it's not essential for survival.
Mr. Spleen, Mr. Spleen.
The spleen can be removed if, for instance, it's damaged. You've heard a lot of people with a ruptured spleen.
Yes.
It's hardly funny, but Bill is very funny to look at. I can't look at you anymore.
Speaking of looking, I would like to know, what does a spleen look like?
I'm not showing you mine, Judy. If that's what you have in mind, that's not happening.
I gotta go.
HR,
look at
HR, please report to the supply
a
closet.
Spleen looks like a kidney.
It's like a kidney because it looks kind of like a kidney bean.
Oh yeah,
spleen.
I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. If I was confronted by an organ.
So not a vital organ.
It's
interesting.
To the upper left of your stomach. It sits on top of your stomach on your left side.
Oh.
Right side if I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
So your left side. I think it's up by the gallbladder. They're all kind
They're
of around
all in the area.
There. And you don't need a gallbladder either.
Nope.
Mine's only functioning at 2%.
Wow. They're going to take that out soon.
Nope. That was about 18 years ago when they said that, and they had scheduled to take it out. And my husband says to me, Wendy, is it bothering you? And I said, no, not at all. He goes, then why are you...
Leave it be.
Yeah, let it be.
Yeah, he's like, why? I said, because it's only functioning at 2%, and it may cause an attack. And he goes, it may not. And that was almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm all about not taking any organs out unless you have to.
Yeah.
Like, I had my tonsils taken out when I was 5, and I...
That's another thing of evolution.
I'm like, why did you have to go that route? You know, well, that's what they did.
Yeah.
But I think today, in this day and age, they would never do that.
Right.
Take your tonsils out. They obviously perform some function.
Yeah, I don't know what, though.
There are two lymph nodes located.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Wendy.
Can I just tell you, today's my favorite show.
Wow.
Today's my favorite stream because I am a hypochondriac and I love medical science.
Yeah.
And I love science, and today is just you're asking questions, and I'm able to answer them as I'm crying,
but
laughing
the whole time
from Bill.
I'm smelling pizza, and it's
all right.
It's
go
not
get
a,
it.
Like good.
You can get
some in here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat Ernie's.
They help prevent your body from infection. When the tonsils become infected, the condition is called blah 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 blah. Tonsillitis. Duh. But
this isn't the spleen anymore, right? This is tonsils now.
No, we've moved
now?
On to tonsils, but I didn't think... Judy says they don't take them out anymore. I know someone who...
Well, they
I think
do, they but do, not but, like they used to.
Right.
I feel like... When
every
I
kid had, I know
yeah.
had their...
And because
me.
My mother was a hypochondriac. In a big way. And so that's what I always look back on and think, oh my gosh, I remember she used to take me to the hospital all the time when I had a cold. I'm like, I knew at 5, I just have a cold.
Wendy, you know how you always say you would have been best friends with Oprah if things had played out differently? I think you and Judy's mom would have been best friends.
Yeah, but I got to be honest with you. My kids never had any kind of surgery. Like, they had a bunch of ear infections, and the doctor said, maybe you should do the tubes. I'm like, I'm not doing the tubes. I had a bunch of ear infections when I was younger, too, and I grew out of it. So I might be a hypochondriac for me.
But you don't have that disease, Manhauser. Why don't you look that
Munchausen.
One up?
Yes.
Munchausen by proxy.
Yes. Yeah, I don't.
And I feel like my mom, who has passed, thank goodness, so I could talk about her.
Well, then she can really listen to the stream.
Maybe, well, yeah, what's she going to do? Strike me with...
Haunt you?
Yeah, haunt me, okay. Well, I'm not, it is what it is. I feel like she could have been close to that.
Mm. Where she would look for sympathy because one of her kids were sick?
Whole life.
Mm.
Really? Be careful, Wendy, it could happen. Mm.
I really don't want to have any problems with my kids, and
but I'm saying it could happen to you. She was so consumed by it was always something was always wrong with her, even though in my estimation, it was
I'm
like,
very
no,
healthy.
I think,
surprisingly,
but she was such a hypochondriac that she always the minute anyone coughed or sneezed, I mean, she was right on it. So,
oh, I'm not like that.
Yeah.
I'm really not.
Well, and I don't have tonsils, so that's how that ended.
Uh-huh. Huh. I can give you mine, Judy. Yeah, I still have mine.
Maybe you don't need them.
I use them, though. I use them all the time. I'm very proud of my tonsils.
Do you use them when you do lurch?
No.
Do you know what I remember most about getting my tonsils out in
what?
The hospital?
Ice cream.
The girl next to me had Mr. Potato Head, and she allowed me to play with it while she went in to have her surgery.
Oh.
And as I was playing with it, I put the ear in, and it snapped off.
You broke her, Mr. Potato Head?
I did.
Dude.
You didn't tell her?
No, I was 5, and I put it all back in the box and put it on. Yeah. I never forgot that, though. That's how
it's still bugging you.
Yes.
Do you know her name? Can we find her?
No, I just did. She was just my bedmate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't even know her. She just happened to be in the house. We were just both in there.
That's where you and I are different. I would have interviewed her. I would have known her name, address, where she was born.
Yeah, no, well, maybe I forgot it all on purpose.
Oh, I had a surgery when I was 7, and I still remember the kid whose bed was next to me. Kevin Kern was his name. Talked to him only a couple times afterwards, and I was 7, but I still remember that.
See, I remember the Mr. Potato Head. That's my memory from getting my tonsils out, because I broke it. Hopefully she was able to get the piece out of his ear and continue to play with him.
Yeah.
She had, her mom had, after surgery, I hope she survived.
You know, she had a Mr. Potato Head. I got nothing for having surgery.
That doesn't seem right.
I know.
Well, your mom was busy picking up diseases she might have.
She's just busy thinking of, how can I keep her in the hospital?
I can't help you. I've got Dutch Elm's disease.
What other organs can you take?
Wow.
The poor kid just came out of surgery and wanted to play with her Mr.
Yeah.
Potato Head.
That's what
he was
got
trying
him
to put
surgery.
The ear in. And
right.
Why isn't this going in?
A broken Mr. Potato Head. I'm sorry.
Judy's the reason.
I'm sorry.
Wow, Jude. We should have mentioned this at your Walk of Fame star.
How can I get past it? Should I get a child in need of Mr. Potato Head for
Christmas?
Yes. Honestly, that would let you purge your soul. Seriously, because look at
good on this.
How old were you?
My soul, I don't feel that bad.
But it's funny you remember. I mean, you totally remember that.
Totally remember that. That's all I remember. It's all I remember about my surgery is that I.
You ruined somebody's
potato head, and I broke it.
Dude,
made him break it. The ear snapped off.
That's the same.
Had you told her, perhaps they could have exchanged it or something.
But really, at five, can you imagine? No, that conversation doesn't happen at five. I'm so sorry, I broke your mashed potato head.
Right.
Deny. Yeah. I didn't even touch it.
Because obviously I checked out before she did.
I hope she didn't check out.
Literally.
Or she died with a broken potato head.
Broken Mr. Potato Head. Judy, right. Thanks for hanging out. Can you hang out? Are you okay to stay?
I don't feel that well.
We're done. We're wrapping up.
Sick.
All right. Thanks, Jude. We'll close things off.
My
spleen hurts. We'll close things off in just a moment. It's Bill and Whitey at WGN.
You rang.
Oh, I didn't have your mic.
You rang. It's getting closer. Wendy, I'm proud to announce that my spleen now has its own podcast that can be heard on WGN Plus anytime you want. Just go to WGN Plus, look up Bill's Spleen Podcast.
You need a better name.
Oh, I've got one. I'm a killer spleen dynamite with a razor bean.
All right. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
WGN Plus or minus? Where
WGN
you find-
minus. That's hurtful. That's very hurtful.
All right. Well, it was fun. I believe we're back in the studio. I know you, the listener, you don't care where we broadcast from, just so the magic happens. But sometimes it's more magical than others.
Yes. That's, well said.
Thank you.
That's so well said. All right. That's it for today's show. We're thrilled that you're listening. Thank you so much for doing that. Try us again tomorrow for more antics. It's Bill and Wendy. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.
WGN Radio Plus.
You rang.
Oh, I didn't have your mic.
You rang. It's getting closer. Wendy, I'm proud to announce that my spleen now has its own podcast that can be heard on WGN Plus anytime you want. Just go to WGN Plus, look up Bill's Spleen Podcast.
You need a better name.
Oh, I've got one. I'm a killer spleen dynamite with a razor bean.
All right. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
WGN Plus or minus? Where are you finding?
Minus. That's hurtful. That's very hurtful.
All right. Well, it was fun. I believe we're back in the studio. I know you, the listener, you don't care where we broadcast from, just so the magic happens. But sometimes it's more magical than others.
Yes. That's, well said.
Thank you.
That's so well said. All right. That's it for today's show. We're thrilled that you're listening. Thank you so much for doing that. Try us again tomorrow for more antics. It's Bill and Wendy. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.